Good old May Day. Day celebrated by all of the international Marxists and their ilk. Bavarian Illuminati Day, and so forth and so on. So, you know, where are we at here? 2022, May 1st. We are at the cusp of some very, what could be, evil days ahead. Okay, so we've got another Purdue Farms facility. Firefighters respond to industrial farms. Chesapeake, Virginia. Okay, Purdue Farms Saturday night. So South Norfolk area. Kind of fascinating that we keep seeing these incidents, and so you would think, I mean, there's a whole lot of these, but you would think that, you know, law enforcement or so forth and so on would be kind of on top of this, but the possibility of covering all bases, I know, is kind of tough. It's a big country. There's a lot of facilities, a lot of people responsible for the food chain. And, you know, if these are some heavyweight actors behind this, you know, we're seeing the rise again. So we're coming up on the 2020 midterms, this election cycle. And we know what happened in 2020. Excuse me, we're coming up on the 2022 midterms here. What happened in 2020? there's a lot of speculation now that the Antifa, a.k.a. Rentifa, they're rent-a-mobs. Notice how they all kind of calmed down after the Bidenistas got in power, even though the mouthpieces really, really didn't like Biden and his ilk. And the Bidenistas are a front for the Obamaoists. Okay. Notice when Obama went to the White House and it was just gushing and blah, 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 blah. This is part of the racial psyops that have been done on these people too. The black guy can do no wrong, him and Big Mike. Roger Stone, by the way, I was watching him the other day with Alex Jones, and he prognosticates that Big Mike is going to be the 2024 Democratic Party nominee. That's his prognostication. So we'll see. I'm seeing all this stuff about people parroting the lie that Elon Musk is the world's richest person. I mean, for anybody to even repeat that just because you saw it in 50 news clippings does not mean that it's anywhere near true. Do you really think this guy's even anywhere near the top of the food chain of wealth on this planet? If you do, you really need to look in the mirror and smack yourself as hard as you can, okay? With these Rothschilds running around, with the black nobility families running around, many of which you don't even know the names to, which will make the wealth of an Elon Musk laughable. Switzerland, come on. For people to even repeat that, you need to be slapped. Okay. Bezos, Gates, all these people that they throw out, oh, world's richest, they're nowhere. Come on. These are the people they're willing to tell you are the world's richest people. It just gets on my nerves. So I got a lot of clips here, and I got a lot of articles up, and I don't even know if I can keep control of it all. But France, okay, so they steal this election from Marine Le Pen, and as soon as the ink's dry on the fake election, France announces digital ID plan. Days after Maricon's re-election. And Henry Macau's got pictures of Macron when he was a little, like, three-year-old being carried around by his babysitter, who's now his wife. And I know, cultural mores are different in Europe and so forth, but this is really, you talk about grooming. Woo! And some people floating around. That's a tranny, I don't know. But the new Nina Jankowicz, that jawline, the new disinformation czar, head of the disinformation unit over at the DHS, a lot of people are outing that individual as a quite possible tranny. And then, Mr. Producer, get clip 15 ready. Since we're on the subject of trannies, this individual, Megan Fox, with the big old Adam's apple, that's even said on video, which I've actually played on this broadcast, where she's sitting there, or he, whatever, I'm a man. Jessica Alba's done this, but Megan Fox has done this. Let's listen to Megan Fox's latest with her little buddy MGK, Machine Gun Kelly. Go ahead and roll that real quick.
I guess it drank each other's blood might mislead people, or like people are imagining us with like goblets and we're like Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only. It is used for a reason, and it is controlled, where it's like, let's shed few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just like cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul, let me bleed on you. It doesn't not happen, let me tell you. Maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened many times.
All right, you can stop it. You're so original. Megan. Now, what's interesting about the name Megan, you take the E-G out and it's man. And I've covered this on the broadcast. A lot of times they code male names and so forth into there. Remember Leah Thomas, the swimmer? Well, that's part of William. Leah, you see, they do this little code. But anyway, but it's like you're so freaking original when the other quite possible tranny, Angelina Jolie, and Billy Bob Thornton were doing these blood stuff, and they used to wear vials of each other's blood around their necks and all this stuff is so unoriginal, this the Holly weird set. But we know what it is. It's the freaking adrenochrome, the white rabbit, it's the, you know, the ritual bloodletting, it is the snuff parties, the snuff films, it is, you know, the Jane Mansfield, Anton LaVey, Church of Satan stuff. But what else was in the news cycle real big in the last week or so was this whole Johnny Depp garbage. And, you know, on this broadcast years ago, I really did some deep dives into Johnny Depp, Marilyn Manson, Eddie Vedder, the West Memphis Three, and this was her, the girl from the Dixie Chicks, all of this weird satanic underbelly here with this little Damien character from the West Memphis Three. And I was looking for some of those videos on YouTube that I did this stuff years ago on, and that's all been scrubbed. YouTube is so scrubbed, it's not even funny. And unfortunately, a bunch of that stuff has not made it over to like Odyssey or BitChute and so forth and so on. So a lot of this work that some of these people did when YouTube was wide open and it was pretty damn hardcore and you could get a lot of cool stuff off of there. Unfortunately, the heeb mob over there running Google and YouTube, what's her name? I can't remember the Jewess over there running YouTube, but they struck down so much good work that people had done and put there, and it's a shame. And so now it's just disgusting platform full of ads every 5 seconds. And then you can barely find anything good that was even around a few years ago. It sucks. But we're seeing this revelation of the method, okay, with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly and blah, 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 blah. Really, really crazy. So France, digital ID plan. Remember what I covered last week? Italy. Oh, and it's going to have to do with climate behavior. The climate agenda moves on. Okay. Mr. Producer, get clip 10 ready. I mean, and I probably covered this weeks ago, maybe even months ago, but I'm finding it bubbling back up into various, you know, channels and so forth. But, you know, remember Deagle 2025, we're supposed to be down under 100 million, right at 100 million. 2026, go ahead and roll clip 10.
The USA will be able to turn off your car in 2026. Hidden deep in the USA's infrastructure bill passed back in 2021 was a secret provision mandating all new cars have a kill switch installed, which will allow the government to shut off your car anytime, anywhere they want. Why would the government want to do this? Well, if you publish a post the government doesn't like, not only might you be deplatformed, but now they can shut your car down so you can't use it. Not only that, will there be zones where cars are no longer permitted to drive? If you enter this zone, your car dies. Will this also be used for political purposes, not allowing certain states to have the same kind of access to things as other states, making certain parts of the country off limits? Let us know your thoughts about how else the government might use this in the comments.
All right. And we saw this happening in past situations, especially with protests and so forth, where people were inside of a certain zone, boom, no cell phone service. Okay, you're not a bit, you know, you're not be able to get video out of what's going on, so forth and so on. So very, very creepy. States that are, let's say, less obedient to the World Economic Forum kind of vision, the Bilderberg vision, the Council on Foreign Relations vision, the Sun Valley Conference vision. I'll play a little Sun Valley Conference from way back when Brian Stelter had a little bit of hair. It's been bubbling around. And see, Elon Musk, you know, a lot of people are doing some digging into Elon Musk, okay? So here's some of his tweets. 13th May 2021. It's high time there was a carbon tax. World Economic Forum, why carbon tax is crucial to curbing climate change. Elon Musk, 24th July of 2020. As a reminder, I'm in favor of universal basic income. World Economic Forum tweet, four reasons cities should embrace universal basic income. World Economic Forum tweet, three tactics to overcome COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy. Elon Musk tweet, to be clear, I do support vaccines in general and COVID vaccines specifically. The science is unequivocal. World Economic Forum, would you let your employer implant a microchip in your hand? These workers have. Elon Musk from 2016. Creating a neural lace is the thing that really matters for humanity to achieve symbiosis with machines. In his talk at the World Economic Forum, Elon Musk discussed how society needs to work together to create some kind of world government. He stated this would be necessary to address the challenges currently posed by climate change and artificial intelligence. So Trump endorses Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is right there on the World Economic Forum website. Okay, Trump and Dr. Oz both went to the University of Pennsylvania, the Wharton School of Business. Dr. Oz is a Turk, Mehmet Oz. Very, very interesting here with the Trump endorsement of this guy. He's right there on the World Economic Forum website. Trump has been endorsing some pretty slimy rhinos of late. Kind of interesting. There's so much happening right now, like before it's news, and then Jim Stone's got it up on his site. Biden is soon out and Trump in on May 5th. That's 4 days from now. 10-day disclosure May 2nd. CNN will be bought by Trump supporters. Message from JFK Jr. So this is floating around like the Q crowd right now is on fire with the Elon Musk. The bullhorn has been taken away from the quote unquote deep state. Even though, let me find this. But this is up on American intelligence media. Going way beyond Elon Musk from April 26th, okay? Now, notes from the program. Starlink, satellite internet constellation operated by SpaceX. As of April 22, Starlink consists of over 2,100 mass-produced small satellites in low Earth orbit, which communicate with designated ground transceivers. In 2017, documents indicated that SpaceX expects more than $30 billion in revenue by 2025 from its satellite constellation, where revenues From its launch, business were expected to reach $5 billion. In October 2019, the U.S. FCC submitted filings to the International Telecommunication Union on SpaceX's behalf to arrange spectrum for 30,000 additional Starlink satellites to supplement the 12,000 already approved by the FCC. In 2004, the newly formed SpaceX company acquired a stake in Surrey Satellite Technology UK, essentially BAE, British Aerospace Systems, as part of a shared strategic vision with NASA and DOD. Okay, I've been warning about this connection here. Neuralace, the Pentagon, Starlink, NASA, Pentagon, super soldier stuff. Anyway, SSTL was at that time working to extend the internet into space. However, SpaceX's stake was eventually sold back to EADS Astrium, now Airbus Group. Airbus Defense and Space, Airbus Helicopters. In 2008, after the company became more focused on navigation and Earth observation, EADS employs about 8,300 people on 9 sites in the UK, France, and blah, blah, blah. Elon Musk SpaceX is controlled by the British Crown via a quote-unquote golden share, otherwise called a special share. And BAE Systems Annual Report 2020, and it gets into who owns this stuff. Guess who the biggest owner is? BlackRock, okay? Barclays. Yeah, but anyway, then it gets really digging into it. You can find this on aim4truth.org, going way, way, way beyond Elon Musk, and it gets into this whole special share stuff. And allegedly that means that has to get into these British Crown, so forth and so on. And then, I'm not going to keep going, but basically, Musk, the spam bots and authenticating all humans. Anyway, watch the Form 4 insider trading filings. The real purpose of this kabuki theater, these guys are masters at creating liquidity events via propaganda narratives so their upper-tier management officers and directors can profit from the stock bumps or downturns. And advisors, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Allen & Company are serving as financial advisors to Twitter, and Wilson, Sonsini, Goodrich & Rosati, Professional Corporation, and Simpson Thatcher and Bartlett LLP are serving as legal counsel. Morgan Stanley is acting as lead financial advisor to Mr. Musk. B of A Securities and Barclays are also acting as financial advisors. B of A's Vatican, Barclays, of course, Crown. This is the same crowd of corrupt institutions that hovered around Facebook, Google, etc. Now, here's what Musk said. Free speech, the bedrock, and blah, blah, blah. And Twitter's the digital town square. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Now, remember way back when I kept playing that Regina Dugan stuff from Google and Motorola talking about authentication. I'm very leery about all this because I see this moving towards the world digital ID, and I think this moves a crowd of people that have all been disenchanted with Twitter, really like, Twitter's all a bunch of leftists, blah, blah, blah. Now you've got Musk, who's running around at these Sun Valley conferences. He's around all these other tech billionaires all the time, but yet he goes on Joe Rogan. He says things and so forth and so on. And so he's being presented to us as a rogue. as a, like Trump was presented to us, okay? But I'm very, you know, leery of Musk. I really hate this transhuman stuff. I exposed this stuff. Remember when I was playing all those videos where people were with the animal torture with this Neuralink stuff and what they're doing to these animals, implanting them with all these, let's just say wetware is what they call it, these augmentations. This is real, like biblical revelation, mark of the beast level things that these people are tinkering with. This is Book of Enoch level stuff when they're tampering with the gene code, okay? And then when they're tampering with the organic human by inserting synthetic and metallic and electronic devices and hookups into living beings, this is a great sin against the natural order and and God's design. So, I mean, you can call me a neo-Luddite. I've been called that, hell, for a good 10 years. I was being called that stuff before I was ever even a caller to talk radio, when I was on various, let's just say, message boards and all that stuff, because I saw it years ago coming into, you know, into reality. You know, these people imagine this stuff and they believe that they can bring it forth, and they find ways. This D-wave quantum computing stuff, summoning the demon, all this. And so what the CERN and recreating Jacob's ladder, trying to open these stargates, and basically trying to open the bottomless pit, bring forth these fallen entities that have been in captivity. I mean, there's 100 irons in the fire that these people have going on right now. And we're here at this, you know, all of us are here to watch it unfold. You know, I've known since I was a little kid that I was probably going to be in this generation that was going to watch this go down. And, you know, I thought even my parents would witness this, but I've already lost one this year, and we'll see what happens in the very near term. But things are accelerating to the point where, you know, the predictions now for this winter and this crop harvest season and so forth and so on, due to the artificial hindrance of farmers and ranchers. I mean, there's people talking about they're going to try to starve all these farm animals out in order to bring us into the synthetic meat reality and the bugs, eating the bugs reality. So all these poor farm animals all across this nation, all across Mexico, all across Canada, it appears, due to the fertilizer bottleneck, the artificial bottleneck on fertilizer and so forth and so on, they're going to starve out these farm animals. Then the farmers are going to have to slaughter them. And then guess what? They've come in with the next, here comes the synthesis. Okay. Problem, reaction, solution. And then boom, here comes the fake meat. Here comes all the fake food, the Franken food. And then here comes the bugs. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back. Cindy Erie Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Giuseppe told me we're streaming live on the Speak Free Radio Network as well, as their shows are these days. And so Giuseppe and Scorpio moved over there for Perfect Triangle and Operation Scorpio. And they told me that this one's broadcasting live out there over there on Speak Free as well. So welcome to those listeners. The chat rooms, the number 2 incendiaryradio.chitango.com. And don't forget Hooli over there at Hooli's blog, WHOLIS blog.blogspot.com. He usually puts the show up on the next morning, commercial free. So if you want to let anybody know about that, feel free. know, it's interesting. Klaus Schwab was 33 when the World Economic Forum was founded. A lot of people find that interesting. So there's a lot of things out here that over on, you know, Before It's News crowd, the Q crowd, and so forth. Now, Dr. William Mount, he's saying the fun begins Monday. Hunker down, lock your gates, and watch. Other people, momentum is building on the side of the Patriots. Deep state exposure, they're actually in charge. You know, weekend boom, boom, rods of God appear to headed to China's Tiananmen Square, Three Gorges Dam, nuclear sites, blah, 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 blah. I mean, there's so much out here. Cliff high, beginning of the end, are elites really losing control? You know, this. So everybody's into this whole thing about, you know, the white hats are secretly about to, you know, and I'd love if there's some white hats and they're really in control, I'd love for you to route international communism, okay, international crony, let's just say monopoly capitalism that always puts the communists in power. Isn't that interesting? And it always seems to be a bunch of the same ethnicity people that are behind both monopoly bankster capitalism that Jefferson warned us against and the international Marxists, the international, the com intern. Health Impact News talking about this Captain Robert Shaw cardiac arrest landing in Dallas. He's an American Airlines. And then they're basically talking about millions of people that are up in these planes with all these pilots that have taken these injections and the possibility due to the fact with, you know, people that fly a lot already before all this had dangers of blood clotting and so forth and so on due to the altitude and the pressurization of the cabins and all that. And on top of this, you're already got people being exposed to the nefarious kitchen sink concoction of hell that was put into these injections, whether there are venom type of synthesized peptides, whether it is full of graphene oxide. You know, there's people talking about this stuff being in all the food supply, the milk. Of course, we saw the magnetized meat, and that was quite a while ago that first started really bubbling to the surface of consciousness. You know, when you really look at this, the order was given some time ago, and it probably could have been before the COVID event 201 went live. How long have they been adding these, let's just say, the primers to our food supply to jack us into the internet of bodies? That's what it's really, I've really come to, you know, the realization of that. First and foremost, these injections, I mean, people are still, there's this craze now that you see floating around on BitChute and elsewhere where people are actually going to these fresh graves and looking for Bluetooth signals of freshly buried. And some people are claiming that they're there. Where my dad was buried in January, I'm still seeing fresh graves. I just don't have really the time, but I really need to, because there's a bunch of cemeteries in close proximity over that way. I mean, I need to really drive through some of these other ones and just look for fresh graves, because very, very crazy. Let's see. Let's get into this. I wanted to cover this. Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready. I definitely wanted to get this played, a few minutes of this. This was Jeff Prather, and he was interviewing Todd Callender, this attorney and kind of the really into the morbidity numbers and so forth and so on, and he's suing the DOD, and but they're going to talk about, let's just say, another layer into these shots where, okay, so, and I've always said kitchen sink, but they're going to go into this thing where it's like, okay, on top of whatever else is in these things, there's another weapon system that is latent, that is dormant, and it is going to be activated by frequency whenever the powers that shouldn't be believe the time is right. And so, and I kind of threw these ideas out there a while back when these shots first started coming on the scene. I was like, remember I was talking about Snake Plissken and Escape from New York? He only had so much time before the poison in his carotids were going to go live. Well, I kind of was just going through like scenarios in my head where I was like, okay, well, what if they put a latent, some sort of a weapon system in you that can be activated remotely at a later time? And we've talked about this numerous times on this broadcast. Well, this is exactly what they were talking about during this interview over the last like week or so. Let's go ahead and play clip 7.
And when the Secretary of Defense illegally mandated the shots, he doesn't have the power to do that. I realized what this was all about, and I filed suit against him and raised a lot of issues, including the fact that everybody that's getting these shots are number one, exploratory, laboratory animals, right? They're just test beds. And then number two, if you got the shots, the odds are, according to U.S. law, that you are owned by the patent holders. You're a new species called Homo Borgensis, and you are owned. That's the nature of what our case says today. One of the advantages of suing the DOD with this many service members that are upset about the mandates is we've ended up with about 500,000 whistleblowers who have provided us a whole lot of really good information. So everything you said is well supported in documents that we have, testimony that we have, and expert witnesses. So in recent times, I had sent to you a number of documents that actually support what you said. And our biggest concern, the reason Doc Chambers and I are here today, is we work as a team to understand both the science and the legal ramifications. And what I wanted to impart to you is under 42 CFR Part 70 and 71, that's the enabling statute for Health and Human Services to assume power upon the declaration of a public health emergency. They've already done that, as you indicated, with the COVID crisis. That is has resulted in the suspension of our Constitution. It's already happened. The next one is coming. In that statute, you will see that Marburg is already identified. You will note that the PREP Act has a Marburg provision that allows for additional spending when invoked. The Health and Human Services has already invoked the Marburg provision, meaning they've already parted ways with money and spent it under the HHS enabling statute to build quarantine camps, amongst other things, throughout the United States. We interrupted two, one of which was in Cochise County, Arizona, where they were going to build a $1.9 million facility that houses the now merged four branches under HHS. The judiciary, law enforcement, corrections, and public health are now all one and the same. And they're all housed in the same facility. So all of these quarantine centers are there. We understand that there could have been a Marburg release that Dr. Chambers will get into. We think that one has already happened. We know that Marburg is not particularly contagious, but it has an extraordinarily high rate of fatality. And we know the mechanism by which this will be released. And that is inside of these shots that people already received, inside the lipid nanoparticles, the hydrogel, there exists pathogens inside of the particles that have not yet opened. Those pathogens are chimeric. They include E. coli Marburg, Ebola staphylococcus, and brewer's yeast, amongst others. We know that upon the broadcast from the 5G system that is now employed across the United States, and the world for that matter, when they broadcast an 18 gigahertz signal for 1 minute, three different times as a pulse, it will cause those lipid nanoparticles to swell and release these pathogenic contents, thereby causing a Marburg epidemic that they've already spent the money on. It's already done, right? The Marburg epidemic, for purposes of the law, has happened, And now we just need the actual disaster to happen. And there's actually worse parts to it than that, including the 1p36 gene deletion that effectively will turn those poor people into zombies. As odd as that sounds, our government's preparing for that.
But the FEMA have already put out zombie commercials and CONOPs on that, correct?
That's correct. If you look at Con Plan 8888, Stratcom put that out in 2011. On page two, they say, oh, this is just for examples, just for demonstration. You know, don't worry about it so we don't offend other countries. The problem with that is you look through that con plan, it's all about five different types of zombies. There isn't anything in there about opposition forces. There isn't anything about winning political battles or counterinsurgencies. It is only about a zombie apocalypse, defending it. And you will see that every NIMS-compliant, practically, agency, or whether that's state, local, or federal, has already had their zombie apocalypse preparedness training. They've already done their practice. The CDC has had a zombie apocalypse preparedness website up for the last 5 years. Now they've reduced it to a PDF cartoon. Even in the Amazon Web Services contract, the force majeure clause, I believe it's Article 41, states that we're not liable for damages in case there's a zombie apocalypse. This is coming, folks. And the serious adverse event report Pfizer put out post-marketing, they had put out as part of a FOIA. The number one serious adverse event was the 1p36 gene deletion. You look up the symptomology for that, it is the elimination of the frontal cortex and a propensity to bite. What's very odd about this was the symptom post-vaccination. That disease is a congenital disease. It means you're born with it. So how is it then possible that this is the number one serious adverse event from the Pfizer shots? It's here, folks. And then you got Dr. Chambers here to tell you I'm not just a raving lunatic.
No. These are both very...
That was a mouthful. So destruction of destruction of the frontal lobe and the propensity to bite. And, I mean, and I was watching this video about the people going into graveyards and so forth and looking for Bluetooth. And some of the comments were hilarious under this video. They were talking about, yeah, that's how they're going to get all these votes for the next election. All the dead people via Bluetooth. And you know, there are people making jokes, but then somebody else was like, yeah, that's how they're going to get all these zombies to come up out of the grave with Bluetooth and, you know, signaling to release this whatever. And I'm like, well, no, it's probably going to be people that are still alive, but you know, Dawn of the Dead, Walking Dead scenarios. Look at the Walking Dead, how huge this was over the last number of years, and it just ended. I mean, I'm keeping my eyes open. I think it's crazy to even have to talk about this, but you know, anyway. So, Mr. Producer, get clip six ready, okay? So we've got a couple different times here. We're going to get it ready at 11:44 first, and then once I tell you to stop, we're going to skip to 2027, just like you got there in the notes. But this is Roger Stone and Alex Jones, and this is a couple of predictions that Roger Stone makes about the upcoming future. Now, like Roger Stone or hate him, he is a very crafty politico, let's just say, trickster, and very, very knows his stuff about, you know, his way around the electoral game. So let's start at that first part and play that real quick. Go ahead and roll clip six.
They're incredibly desperate, and everybody's turning against him. Biden is on TV taking orders from the Easter Bunny. You can't make that up. How do they get rid of Biden? What do they do? I mean, they have destroyed themselves.
Well, I believe that the new media coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop and the extraordinary corruption and treason, child sex exploitation, drug abuse there, once the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and the networks begin covering that, that's the signal that the establishment is ready to dump Joe Biden. In other words, Alex, between the food, the gas prices, the food shortages, the inflation, the defeats around the globe, add to that the corruption and the entire Hunter Biden scandal and Joe Biden's inability to perform and even be cogent in public. The establishment has signaled now he will be dumped. So I predict that after the election, they themselves will enact the 25th Amendment and remove him. They will lionize him while they're doing it. This great statesman is just too ill to do the job. He gave 100% to his country, but now, because he's not well, we have to sideline him for his own good. Remember, it takes a majority of the cabinet plus the vice president under the 25th Amendment to remove Joe Biden.
So when does it happen?
Right after the election, almost immediately after the election, because Joe Biden is too heavy a burden to carry into another presidential election. I don't rule out that it could happen before, but I think it is probably too late.
So there's the Roger Stone prognostication, which I agree with.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Now let's move it on to 2027, and I'll talk for a second. This, you know, I predicted that old Joe wasn't going to make it a full year. And so now we're a year and 3 months, well, 4 months into, well, about what, January 20th? A year and 3 months and some change into this fake presidency. And so, and look, it's a dumpster fire. It was meant to be a dumpster fire. We knew it was going to be a dumpster fire. The Uniparty has moved into, let's just say, looting, plundering, a shock and awe, and now they're building the apparatus for the Red Terror. Now we've got this tranny, Nina Jankowicz, most likely a tranny. It looks like big, got that big old man's jaw. Go right up there with Rachel Levine, Ricky Rachel Levine. But anyway, so now we've got this disinformation unit being built under DHS. Very, very interesting. Now, let's listen to the other part where Roger Stone makes another prediction, which is very fascinating. Go ahead and roll the second part.
Will we have a free, fair, honest, transparent election?
Well, you're not supposed to question that. It's terrorism, too.
But we don't know whether that's true or not. So
no, I agree. That brings us to the next question. Going 2 minutes, we got time here. Obviously, the Democrats aren't going to let us have a free election. They already stole the last. They want to outlaw questioning election outcomes. What are you predicting for 2022?
My prediction is pretty dire. I'm predicting a new pandemic of some kind that begins in September. They will then use that pandemic as an excuse for lockdowns. But more precisely, they will rush through legislation, which will be signed, that says all voting has to be by mail because it's too dangerous for folks to go to polling places. It's too dangerous for them to actually show up on one day and vote. Here's the tip-off, Alex. I don't think anybody voted for Macron. I don't think this guy won.
I totally agree.
Election.
All the polls showed her winning massively. Le Pen,
okay,
and then
go
he
ahead
wins.
And stop it there. So that kind of cocktails right there with the Todd Callender, Jeff Prather thing we played previous to that. So now Roger Stone is, let's just say, predicting some sort of a new incident concerning biologicals before this next set of midterms in order to re-implement the 2,000 mule strategy. Okay, so 2,000 mules is about to drop. But, I mean, these people that we're dealing with, this criminal crowd of traitors that likes to throw the treason word, insurrection word around at everybody else, that Alinskyite projection, they're perfect at it. You got to give it to them. They can do it with a straight face and with a militancy that would make a sow blush, like this old preacher I used to listen to. But the way that these people operate, I mean, if you were a completely worldly person, you got to give it to them, man. They got their stuff wired a lot tighter than it appears, than the good old traditional, you know, apple pie and muscle car Americans like us. So we'll see if the Patriots are in control, and this was the largest sting operation in history, like, you know, Dave over at X-22 still maintains to this day, that the Space Force has got it all, and Durham and Weiss are on the hunt, and they're about to drop all these indictments still in May 1st, 2022. You know, hey, look, I'd love for some of this to come true. There was a great meme where two people were like, you know, knelt down with blindfolds on, and somebody's about to blow their brains out, and one of them says to the other one, trust the plan. I mean, you know, I wish we still had, you know, a very strong apparatus in the government, military circles, and so forth, that were ready to hold all these traitorous freaks accountable. But all the perps from 9/11 are still walking around. They're all heroes now. Liz Cheney sitting on the Unselect Committee up there. Cheney's daughter, one of the masterminds, the internal masterminds. Now, we know who the external masterminds are, all the Amman and Mossad gangsters, the Jewish criminal network that was really the superstructure to run this operation. But, I mean, gee whiz. And then Roger Stone goes on to say that Big Mike in 2024 is going to be the nominee. Anyway. Here's a big one. Remember that, and I know we're coming up on break, the Israelis and all these shots, right? And what they were given, okay? Albert Bourla, this very, very prominent Sephardic Jewish family, okay? Almost Sephardic royalty. That's where Bourla comes from. Everybody's like, oh my God, they're genociding these Jews in Israel. Think about this one. And this one popped in my mind. I was just mulling over this. Well, I'll save it for after the top of the hour break. Let's give you a little suspense. All right. All right. Keep listening. Cindiary Radio on RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.